Report 4, Tuesday, June 6th, 1989. Classified Top Secret Game Andes Redshift, Ministry of Defense, June 6th, 1989. Abstract. Recent research in neuroanatomy has characterized the nature of the stellate ganglial networks responsible for gorgonism in patients with advanced astrocytoma affecting the cingulate gyrus. Tests combining the map of Medusa layout with appropriate video pre-processing inputs have demonstrated the feasibility of mechanical induction of the Medusa effect. Progress in the emulation of dynamically reconfigurable hidden layer neural networks using FPGA, fully programmable gate array technology, combined with real-time digital video signal processing from binocular high-resolution video cameras, is likely within the next 5 years to allow us to download a Medusa mode into suitably prepared surveillance CCTV cameras, allowing real-time digital video monitoring networks to achieve a true line-of-sight look-to-kill capability. Extensive safety protocols are discussed, which must be implemented before this technology can be deployed nationally, in order to minimize the risk of misactivation. Projected deployment of CCTV monitoring in public places is estimated to result in over 1 million cameras in situ in British mainland cities by 1999. Coverage will be complete by 2004-06. Anticipated developments in internetworking and improvements in online computing bandwidth suggest for the first time the capacity of achieving a total coverage defense in depth against any conceivable insurgency. The implications of this project are discussed, along with its possible efficacy in mitigating the consequences of Case Nightmare Green in September 2007. Speaking of Mahogany Row, Angleton's picked the boardroom with a teak desk and the original Bakelite desk fittings and frosted windows onto the corridor as the venue for my debriefing. He's sitting behind the desk, tapping his bony fingers, with Andy looking anxious and Boris imperturbable when I walk in and flip the red meeting light on. Home movies. I flip the tape on the desktop. What I saw on my holiday. I put my coffee mug down on one of the disquietingly soft leather mats before I yawn, just in case I spill it. Sorry, been up for hours. What do you want to know?
How long has it been dead?
Asks Andy. I think for a moment. I'm not sure. Have to call pathology if you want a hard answer, I'm afraid. But clearly for some time when I found it after 0700, it had cooled to barely oven temperature. Angleton is watching me like I'm a bug under a microscope. It's not a fun sensation.
Did you read the files? He asks.
Yes. Before I came up here, I locked them in my office safe in case a busy little Tom, Dick, or Harriet decided to do some snooping. I'm really going to sleep well tonight.